Well, hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 26th of September 2024. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great week. I, for one, I feel really tired this evening. I've got a few emails I need to get back to, and many other things that I'm trying to do, but I just feel really, really tired. However, I'm really looking forward to this because when I finish work tomorrow, I am done for 2 whole weeks. I really, really cannot wait for that. I really just need some time off work. Although I've got to say, I will be just as busy at home. I've got obviously a lot of gardening to do, but I've also got a bit of decorating that we're going to be doing. I've outgrown the potting shed, so I'm going to be changing things around with regards to that as well. Now, talking of sheds, I've been in discussions with an online shed company at the moment, and what I'm hoping to do is get some decent deals with sheds. Now, this company, I haven't really used them. I've been in discussions with them, but their sheds seem reasonably well-priced. I can talk directly to the director. We may be able to do some drop shipping, but I'm not going to recommend them just yet. The reason I say that is I'm always wary when buying sheds online. Now, it's the same if you buy a shed from a B&Q or somewhere as well, to be fair. But about 10 years ago now, I bought a shed for this house that I'm in at the moment. It's one of the first things I did when we moved in. And we had quite a few problems. It was missing quite a few bits and pieces. They made several deliveries and a lot of things just were missing. And it sort of got to the point that I was having some time off work, and I just needed to get that shed built because, well, it's hanging around. So I'm always hesitant to recommend any shed companies without really trying them out first. And that's what I'm going to do, is try this company out first. Give them a fair chance before I can even recommend them. Now, the trouble with sheds, of course, is that most of us will want or need a shed at least once in our lifetimes. The trouble is we don't really change sheds around that much. The shed I bought 10 years ago is probably not going to last much longer. It might end up down the allotment, to be honest, but it's not going to last much longer. It's coming to the end of its usable life or here at home. So that's why I'm looking at getting rid of it and getting like a potting shed somewhere for my seeds and things like that. So just having a decent shed company that I can talk to will certainly help with things like that. And hopefully it's going to lead to good content, but also give you guys something to think about as well. Now, it is Thursday, and Thursdays I always like to share my plans for the weekend. And when I sat down to get a rough idea of what I was going to talk about tonight, it occurred to me that this is the last weekend in September. October starts next week. It just feels like September has just flown by again. This year just seems to have flown by. And I know it's raining again, which is really, really annoying. I think it's going to get better for the Saturday at least. But rain, it just seems to be the never-ending thing for this year. Now, Saturday, as I said, I'm going to be headed down to the allotment. I think that's going to be the only day I get to do any gardening on the allotment or at home this weekend because of rain. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to head down to the allotment. I'm going to plant out my garlic and my elephant garlic, which is fairly easy to do. I hold back my best garlic bulbs each year, and we're going to plant those back up. And elephant garlic is actually our seed of the month for October with Premier Seeds Direct. So I love elephant garlic. It's one of those interesting plants that I just think are brilliant. If you don't know what elephant garlic is, it's a huge bulb of garlic. It's not really garlic, though. It's more closely related to leek. But it is huge. And I love growing it. I absolutely love growing it. So it's time now to get that in. I've actually been down the allotment this week, just getting it back into shape. So it's looking much better after a few evenings after work. Only half hour a day, but getting it back into shape and it looks a lot better. Once I've done the garlic, I probably will be clearing a bit more weeds and a bit more tidy up and sowing more green manures, because I am sowing quite a few green manures. It's something I like to grow a lot of Green manures for me are something that we grow when we can't grow food. So what I mean by that is the beds, the three beds are empty on the allotment. I've actually sown some green manures specifically for potatoes, and those beds are going to be for potatoes next year. We've got field beans, which I'm going to sow at home. We've got Basilia, which is one of my favourites. We've got a wide range of different green manures that we will be sowing in different locations around the allotment. And they are great, as I said, look after the soil. They stop the rain leaching nutrients out of the soil. Just a wide range of good reasons to grow green manure. Now, back at home, I've got some blight on some tomato plants, so I'm going to have to remove those. I'm going to sow some garlic at home as well, just because I like to grow garlic in both locations and just see if there are any differences. I'm going to get some cabbages planted out as well because they need to go in, and I'm going to sow some more radishes. Also got some cauliflowers and other seedlings that need potting up, especially the seeds from this month because they are growing quite rapidly. Now, I've got to admit, over the next 2 weeks, of course, I'm going to have a bit of time for gardening quite regularly, so I'm looking forward to that. It's just nice to have some time off work to spend in the garden too. Now, today I actually sowed some lettuce seeds. Now, lettuce is one of those that I grow a lot of. I grow a lot of salad leaves, and lettuce is obviously a big part of that. We can, of course, mix it in with some of the red mustard seeds and things like that. So we always have plenty of these seedlings to enjoy here at home and grow. This lettuce that we've chosen this month is also pretty hardy. It's a, trying to just check in, all year round variety. So we can pretty much sow it all year round, which means it can survive the winter fairly well. Now, what I've done, I've gone to my veggie pod with these, and I've just scattered the seeds, broadcast sown them, not particularly deep. You could do it in a row, about 1 centimetre deep, rows 30 centimetres apart, just scatter the seeds and sow them in, water gently and see what happens. Now, I treat most of my lettuces like cut and come again salads, but what I'm going to do with it is, on the weekend, I'm going to sow some more of these. I'm going to sow some in the beds, in drills, and actually let them form heads, and then we eat the heads as opposed to lettuce leaves, just because, well, might as well make the most of it while I can, can't I? Once we've sown them, they should germinate within a week or two, and as long as we keep them moist, which isn't a problem really, because everything's moist at the moment. Not waterlogged, of course. It's just going to keep an eye on them, and if it does get cold, we can of course put a cloche over them, but I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. After that, we're going to thin out our seedlings once they are large enough to handle. We want to give them about 20-25 centimeters of space between each plant. This should allow them to develop full size heads. The thinners, of course, we can use as baby lettuce leaves in salads too. Once it's grown, it's just really easy to look after. Lettuce might need the odd bit of chicken manure pellets, just as for a bit of nitrogen, and keep them weeded, just keep the soil moist at all times. They aren't likely to bolt this time of year because it's quite cool, but you just harvest them when they are ready, when they are a decent size head. As easy as that, really is one of the easiest things to grow and enjoy. And I think because these are a winter variety, or a variety that would do okay outside, they will also look great in the garden too. Right, I'm going to wrap this one up. I will be back on Sunday for another podcast for you guys, and live stream, of course. So until then, please take care.